What's up, After Buzzers? This is the after show for Revenge Body. We got Big Body Goals, Thigh Gaps, and Amy on a Horse coming up next.
You're tuned in to AfterBuzz TV, the ESPN of TV talk. Now, let the buzz begin.
Get it.
Where's the strobe lights?
What's up, After Buzzers? Welcome back. This has been another episode of Revenge Body on AfterBuzz TV. I am Tiffany Tony, and to my left is the lovely
D-Ran from season 3, season premiere, and author of Colorful Confessions.
Yes.
Hi, Renella.
Yes, hello, guys. Renella, season 1, OG. Okay.
And Rapunzel.
Yes.
Let's have your long hair.
Check it. Hi, guys. Hi, Raven. Hello.
You serve us different looks every single episode. I love it.
I do too.
That's awesome.
All right, guys. So for this episode, we're going to talk a little bit about realistic weight loss goals, eating disorders, and the last topic is my favorite. Is a broken relationship a crutch for weight gain or loss? What was that?
You want to know my overall thoughts about all that?
I would like to know your overall thoughts about what are realistic weight loss goals. Because at the beginning of this episode, Amy was talking about how much weight she wanted to lose, and her trainer kind of looked at her like she was crazy. So, yes, yeah. I would like to know.
My overall thoughts about just weight loss and weight gain, mm-hmm. just in that spectrum, especially my overall thoughts with this episode, is that... And I love it, but it was just like, I don't
I love better than answer.
Well, I mean, from my point of view, I mean, I think it's good that they're showing that Amy looks gorgeous, by the way. Congratulations, Amy.
Yeah.
And congratulations to Eddie. For her and her age range, to show people that you can change your body at that, you know, in your 40s, because people always say that, oh, as you get older, it's harder to lose weight. I'm sorry, that's an excuse.
Yeah.
Because she showed you guys that that's not true, and you can lose as much weight as you can within that time frame if you really put your mind and soul into it. And I could tell she really put her mind and soul into it.
Yeah, I mean, mm-hmm. definitely age does play a factor, but mm-hmm. I agree with you. I mean, if you're determined,
right.
then there's you nothing can you can do.
And, like, yeah. I think I've learned this from you. You have to connect your mind to your body. And I was like, what do you mean connect your mind to your body? Mm-hmm. Like, I didn't get it.
I used to train Renella, for those right. of you that don't know. That's what she's talking about.
Right. Yeah. Tiff has trained me before, and she's helping mentally as well, because it is a mental thing when it comes to weight loss. You know, your body loses so much weight so fast, your mind doesn't catch up to your physique right away, and mine definitely didn't, because I was still thinking, like, I remember you even told me, like, Renella, you're not overweight anymore, like, you need to stop tolerating BS from people.
That's something I think. Okay, before I say, go ahead.
Overall thoughts for the show. Well, first, guys, season 1, we talked about Renella last week.
National anthem.
So, yes, so that's why she's back today, to give us her perspective. Mm-hmm. But my overall thoughts for this show, I was a little uncomfortable with both storylines.
That's why I was like, I couldn't get it. I was like,
Well, so were you uncomfortable with Amy's weight loss goal initially? Like, what, or
for
Amy's?
Me, it wasn't her goal. Uh-huh. It was having the daughter as
that one
filmed.
That's true. I see.
And
because she's so young.
That, yes.
The disappointment. Yes. And
yes. What do you think about that?
Okay, so let me get more into the ah. The ah was really like, it was just hard. The longer I'm going through this, and the more I'm knowing the cast members, because we hang out behind the scenes and stuff like that, it's just so hard to see them go through this.
Mm-hmm.
It's so hard to see them, Amy with her daughter, and to see that dynamic. The disappointment of going to ride a horse, and there's cameras there, and the amount of exposure with embarrassment.
Right.
It was just like,
it's traumatizing. But you know what? If you think about it, though, at the end of the day, it is reality, because
yes,
that's probably what she
absolutely.
Goes through. Let's
absolutely.
Say if she goes to a theme park, she can't mm-hmm. go. She just said it. Like, mm-hmm. she got kicked out off a theme park from mm-hmm. that one. Also, at the end of the day, like, when it comes to Eddie, I am glad that they showed that he gained weight, because there are people that I know personally that think that starving yourself is sexy.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
It's not healthy. And look at where we live. I mean, we live in Hollywood where the expectation has always been to just be as small and petite as possible, even if you're not naturally that. And I'm really thankful to see that changing. Mm-hmm. And I honestly feel like the Kardashians have played a major role in that.
Agreed. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. So... kudos to her. So let's talk about eating disorders for this next topic, you guys. Yeah. I mean, in college, I suffered from bulimia, and I can say that with, like, not a drop of emotion, because I'm proud that that was something that I overcame. But at the same time...
So you could relate to this a lot.
Yeah, I can, but at the same time, I think that... you know, we as a society have to do better at teaching people healthier coping mechanisms, because a coping mechanism at the end of the day is a choice, and it is self-inflicted. And so we have to work to build stronger foundations for ourselves mentally here in the U.S.
I think with his episode, when I even heard about it, I was like, oh, this is different. Like, this is a very different approach. And I was excited to kind of see the journey and kind of and see the dynamic. One, I want to say I love Ashley. Right?
As a trainer. Oh, my gosh.
She was like, I'm going to tell it to you straight. But you could tell it was wrapped up with love. It was wrapped up with support. Right. It was wrapped up with comfort. Right. It was wrapped up with conviction. I'm going, ain't no chaser.
She was so vulnerable in her sharing her own experience with him.
I really, in the show, even as we keep going, I think that they have done a great job with placing the right person with the right trainer.
Yes.
I really do believe that.
But his storyline in particular, I was excited to see it. But in the beginning, I'm not going to lie, in the beginning, I was kind of taken aback.
Did you feel like, why is this person here? Like, gaining weight isn't such a serious
No. Because I think weight loss and fitness goes across the board, as I say. Right? Okay. And I do preach that. But when I started to see a storyline unfold, and it was kind of like, I was praised to be skinny and stuff. It was just, it took me a minute to kind of wrap my head around the flow of it within the show.
Right.
Not taking away from his plight or taking away from his story.
Right.
But how did that wrap in? But I think they did a great job going forward.
Mm-hmm. And you know what? I can relate to that, because I've had friends that, like, literally, they think that, oh, let me starve myself and I'll be okay with that. But that's not healthy. Mm-hmm. And then... at the end of the day, it's like, you can't even work out as much as I can work out, but, you know, you're probably looking at me, I'm overweight, and you're skinny.
Yeah.
And at the end of the day, you're not eating healthy.
Right. You don't have enough cigarettes.
Right.
Yes, exactly.
He couldn't make it through his first workout. And that, when he was, we were all screaming at when he was like, because you ain't ate yet.
Right.
Like,
you're hungry. You need some pasta, baby.
Right. Yeah.
And watching season one and season two, my discomfort with his story is, does he belong here? Does he need more emotional, spiritual
support?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I don't know. Maybe that's something we just didn't see.
Like in my case, a lot of people, some of the backlash, like he couldn't transform that far in 12 weeks. Mm-hmm. There's only so much you can show in an hour. I actually got therapy. I actually had things going on, you know, mental stability behind the scenes and stuff like that. So that could have happened with him as well.
Now, I want to ask you guys a question relating to this topic. From my personal experience and what I've seen out in the world, people don't really they see eating disorders and they think only people that are starving themselves or only people that are bulimic. But the reality is, I believe that binge eating and self-sabotage through weight gain is an eating disorder as well.
Absolutely.
How do you guys relate to that in terms of your own experience?
Binge eating... I've done that a couple of times, especially when I'm busy and I'm like, okay, I just got to eat I haven't eaten all day and, you know, I just eat. And then at the end of the day, it's like, okay, I don't feel healthy. I feel full. I'm like, I know that I didn't eat the right thing.
Yeah.
And it's not good. I mean, at the end of the day, like, you know, I need to, like, you have to prepare yourself when you're going to be busy. It's also proper knowledge of what to eat when you're busy, having almonds. That's one thing I learned from you and other people and other trainers.
Snacks.
Having snacks.
Snack packs.
Those are things that I'm learning nowadays when you're busy and going, you know, forward with your day. I'm always on the go. People think that I'm always in my car because I'm an Uber driver, because I'm always in my car driving from one place to another. So I always have, like, some type of snack, like a peach or whatever my favorite healthy snack is nowadays. Because back then, I was like, okay.
And that is self-love.
Right.
I think weight gain versus weight loss or eating versus starving, I do agree with you. It's all within the mental, because it goes into mental fitness and mental disorder. For me in particular, mine was using it as a crutch of comfort. Mm-hmm. I think going into the thing I would have liked to see from him or from the storyline was more in depth of like why this actually
hit. Right.
Like, you know what I mean? But I get it's only so much time, right?
Right.
So
right.
I get that. But more so of why, because I'm all about the context of something.
Right.
Why was it that you didn't want to eat like that? Why was it? You know what I mean? Stuff like that is kind of what I would have liked to see.
Well, we're going to actually dig a little deeper into Eddie's story. But before we do that, I just want to thank all of our viewers for watching. I want to thank you guys for making us the ESPN of Talk TV. And for us to continue to grow, we need your help. And we're not asking you for anything crazy. All you got to do is just click that subscribe button, click that like button, and give us 5 stars if you're on iTunes right now. No matter where you are, leave us a comment. We do read them. We actually read them and we talk about them. Some of them we like, some of them we don't. But it's okay. You can be honest. No, but seriously, though, you guys, being part of AfterBuzz has meant a lot to us. And for us to continue to grow, we just want your support. So make sure you tell your friends about it so that they can watch and be a part of the conversation.
Yes.
Okay?
Yes.
And I would also like to thank Marietta Harrison and Noni Black from last week for being in the group chat.
Noni.
Yes.
I like that name.
Yeah.
Okay, so we were talking about Eddie, and I have a question that might strike up a little bit of controversy. You don't have to answer it if you don't want to. But did you guys think that Eddie's situation with his ex was a crutch for him wanting to be thin? Was that a crutch for this disorder?
I think... Okay.
If you don't want to speak on it, I will pressure you.
Well, not to even just put it on Eddie, who, by the way, guys, Eddie should be here next week, so we'll get to ask him some questions.
I'm going
to
ask him.
But I feel like that with the shows in general, almost, that they're... The perception of what they feel is their perception.
Yes.
That's how I said before, how do you... Once you talk to the person and they're like, I didn't know I was doing this to you. There are things that are different. Your storyline is very different in that
context.
So what
you're saying is like each situation affects different people differently.
Right.
And it's your perception. When it's over, that's what we use as an excuse because it's our insecurity. It feeds the insecurity. It keeps us from moving forward.
Yes.
That's why in the end you can say, I actually don't need to be with you because you never needed it. But that's what you use.
Absolutely.
And I will speak from experience.
Please do. Yeah.
Because at the end of the day, like when you're in that space of insecurity, you will gravitate to whatever is like feeding your, you know, that was comfort for him. And I've experienced it myself where I tolerated a partner who pretty much didn't want to commit but still would be like, you know, I love you. And I think they were fully aware that they were doing that to me.
Right.
So, but then I still accepted it.
Because of where you were in your place of
security. Why did I, now that I think about it, I'm like... No, wait, no. I am never going to accept something like that again in my life, ever. But it's because my confidence wasn't there yet. Mm-hmm. And I think with Eddie, he wasn't there, obviously. Like, you know, for him to accept somebody doing you wrong and not commit to you and seeing other people and you still want to talk to that person, that's not having self-love. And I think at that time, he wasn't having, you know, he didn't have a self-love.
Right, and you can't, if you have to be ready to take control of your life. And when you're not ready, the only thing you can do is blame it on something.
Right, correct.
Absolutely.
Correct,
right.
Absolutely.
Now, that I agree with, and I can relate to being in toxic relationships too, where it's like,
yes, we accept it because we don't know at that time,
and we might not think we're worthy of anything better,
right. That happened to me after Revenge Buddy, and that's what I'm saying. Like, I didn't realize I was dating somebody that wasn't right for me just because, like,
were they,
I said,
with you
because
you were just on the show.
That
it did seem
chaser.
A little bit that way. I met this.
Right.
Yeah, I saw that.
And it was
go
like,
down.
The thing is, at the end of the day, like, my mind wasn't adjusted to my physique yet. And I think you were the one who
was like,
Brunella, you're not overweight anymore. You can't tolerate these BS for me.
Yeah,
I was like,
but
he's nice to me. He's around me all the time. But
I was like, look around you.
So I
should have enjoyed my revenge body at that time. That's why I'm enjoying it now again.
Yes. But so since you brought that up, then, I don't know if we're going to talk, but Eddie, ending conversation with his...
He seemed like he was in a much better space at the end. Didn't you think so?
Yeah, but I guess I almost thought, like, is it could you really be friends on a platonic level with somebody who had that much hold over you,
especially 12 weeks ago?
The thing that I was very much when he comes next week, if we can remember, I really want to talk
to you. She wrote that down.
I would really like to, because it's one thing to say it in the moment and you have confidence, and because at your reveal you are like owning it.
And the day after, you're like, wait a minute, I have all this aggression. Like, hold on.
Yes.
And you're like, hey, you look really
correct.
Good.
Correct. So I kind of want to see, I want to know now, because the show's been over for 6 months.
Right.
Has he slid back in your DM?
Oh, right. More than the DM. You know?
Yeah.
Personally, I don't think it's healthy.
I don't either, but that's what I'm wondering.
People in mutual, like, you're cool, I'm cool. But we kind of don't work.
Right.
Yeah. But we could be cool.
Right.
But
right.
when toxic, abusive things have happened.
And do you categorize what he did was toxic and abusive? That's what I want to ask you guys.
I don't know.
You think so? I don't either. I don't think so.
Play it.
And the reason that I do. Play it. Okay. Play it. So the reason. The reason that, I mean, toxic, yes, but the reason I don't really view it as abuse is because I feel like we as individuals have a choice. Like, are you going to respond to those DMs and late night texts? If you're choosing to respond to that, then you're training someone as to how to treat you. And if that's how they're used to treating you and you allow that, then
just because it's abuse doesn't make it not abuse, though. So, it just makes you the weaker person in the situation.
Not necessarily, because here's what you're bringing up. What you're bringing up is a philosophy called weaponizing victimization.
Ew!
Right? That's what you're bringing up. And that's kind of how I felt. Okay. Right? When you're doing stuff like that where a person is constantly coming at you or constantly doing the same tactic as far as an Eddie's relationship, coming in your DMs or going that way, and you're using it like, well, I must love him, so my body and this and that. Mm-hmm. What you're doing is you're taking the victim's role and using it in a victim, in a weaponizing format.
So you're weaponizing it against yourself?
Correct.
Right. Oh,
correct.
My God.
And so for that, I don't, I don't think, I don't know if it's, I would categorize it in that way.
For him, that's what he's doing, though. But on the other side, what the other guy's doing, if I'm aware that I'm wronging you, that's abuse. And I feel like,
so you think he was aware?
I do. And he even said, with all that I put you through, the fact that you even still want me in your life, he knows
he's aware.
You did say that.
But here's the thing, but if the person, and I'm just to play devil's advocate, if Eddie is around, I know, if Eddie's over there downplaying it, like, it's okay, it's cool, that's why I cannot stand when a person's like, oh, sorry, like, no, own it. If somebody offended you, they offended you. But if he's cheating on you, or if he does this stuff to you, and then you're like, it's okay, it's cool, let's hook up later, it's fine, and then you go back to your therapist or go back to your trainer and be like, he did this, that's why I'm so skinny, blah blah blah, you not only downplayed the situation, so you're making him think it's less than, so you're putting him in an abuser in an abuser role, you now weaponized victimization, you didn't mean to. So that's why I don't think more so on that line.
Well, I could understand that. Eddie, we're gonna ask some questions.
Abuse is a strong word.
Yes.
So I know people are used to abuse in the physical sense or someone being.
But it could be an emotional.
And it could be small. It's not necessarily the big, you know, emotional abuse that we see typically in male-female situations.
I guess I get where you're coming from, because anytime you have an intellectual advantage over someone and you use that to your benefit, to their demise, it's like,
because manipulation to me is a hit.
I dated a psychologist, so trust me, that's exactly what happened.
Good job.
No.
We need to have another show.
I know. After Revenge Body, I'm like, I needed a therapist, and I got one.
Sure did. Okay, so we're gonna actually, first of all, Ranella, thank you so much for being here.
I'm so glad that
we
you guys
love
had
you here.
Yes, thank you.
So I want to give you a chance to talk about our top three.
Yes. Okay. So our top three. I'm taking it from my blog, AndreaAnderson.com. And it's the top. Yes, totally. I'm plugging it all day long. TRAnderson.com. No shame in my game, okay? So I have 7 on the blog, but it's the top 3 things that you need when you're starting your weight loss journey or your new physical fitness journey. These are the top 3 things, the bare bones essentials, okay?
What do we need?
All right. So number 1 is you need a new pair of shoes. And not just any pair of shoes. You need a...
Yes! A
yoga. You need to invest in a customized pair of shoes. And it doesn't have to be $1,000, but go to a store where they measure your feet, they see your arch support, they see what's going on, and make sure they give you the right shoe for you. Right? If you tell them I'm about to start doing weight loss, conditioning, or I'm about to start doing a lot of cardio, they'll be able to pick the shoe because feet, your back problems and stuff like that usually is a sign of your foot.
So
and
no Chuck Taylors.
Absolutely not. People go hiking with flip-flops and all that type of stuff. Absolutely not. This is a marathon and you need a good pair of shoes for that.
The hard way.
Yeah, so that's number one.
I think
one.
I might have witnessed that.
Yeah, you remember that. I used to wear like bright color shoes just because it's cute. Yeah. Yes. And I was like, my feet hurt after this. I can't.
Absolutely. So
I
you look
like
cute,
you're in a junkler.
Number two is I would say download the Fitness Pal app. Okay? I need sponsorship.
Fitness Pal.
But the Fitness Pal app, for people out there who don't know, is it allows you to see what your caloric intake should be. It allows you to see your micros. All this stuff is very technical, but basically it allows you to see what you should, how much you should be eating versus how much you're spending out. And it gives you to where you can just track it and scan it. Literally, I would go in a grocery store and just scan it with the Fitness Pal thing nowadays. And, and it'll show you how many calories that thing that is, right?
Some of the stuff in there, I was surprised. I was entering it in. I'm like, is Sriracha going to be in there? And it was like, Sriracha. 127 calories. It's like new.
Nice. Yes.
I was like, wow.
That's so that's if you don't have a whole lot of money or stuff like that, that's free. The Fitness Pal app is free and will keep you on track. Yeah. And then the third and last thing is a Fitbit. I don't have mine on, mine's on right now.
Where's the sound? We need
Vanna White. Yes. Ta-da! I think everybody needs to have a Fitbit. Here's why, or Apple Watch or whatever that is, because the reason why is it puts numbers to your workout. Mm-hmm. Numbers don't lie.
Right?
So if I know that throughout the week, you're supposed to be deficient 1,000 calories. They say 500 with your food, 500 with a workout to lose a pound a week. Mm-hmm. If you're going every day, you can see I need to burn 500 calories before I leave this workout. Mm-hmm. If I only got 30 minutes, I'm about to move my ass. Right. If I have 2 hours, I could take a little slow. But before I leave this gym, I need 500 calories.
Wow.
And when you set realistic goals, when we talk about realistic goals, the watch helps you with that.
Right.
So that's the third thing.
And the sleep, too. It counts how much sleep you have.
Really?
Like,
I didn't know that it did
today.
That.
Yes.
So what
is this one?
This is the Fitbit. I did 16,000.
Fitbit, come on, sponsor us now.
6.95 miles and 2,700 calories. That's it?
Yeah, and we were at the, which we were talking about later.
That's a lot. That could be all of your food for the day.
Oh, good.
I mean, depending on what you ate, I don't know.
Right, so tomorrow I expect to be 5 pounds lighter. Thank you.
Damn. So just to reiterate, the top three things that you need is a good pair of shoes, right, and a pair of shoes that's customized to your feet, the Fitness Pal app, which is free, and then a Fitbit. Mine's only cost $200, you know. And I know that sounds like a lot, but it's a very, very good investment.
Okay. Good to know. So, we're going to transition into our special segment.
No music? No. Okay.
There you go.
Shout out to the producer.
Yes.
The gods have heard our prayers.
Yes. So, today, I really wanted to talk about the Propel collab fitness festival, which is basically like the Coachella for fitness.
Was it fun?
I did a blog. I did my first vlog that's going to be up on my YouTube page. See, I'm plugging myself again. But we had so much fun. Me and Ranella went.
Yes.
We spent the whole weekend there.
Aww. With Sierra yesterday was performing on stage. Imagine Sierra on stage while you're working out, and she's just like dancing, and it's like, oh my god, it's
so
fun.
She came out. Here's the thing. So Sierra came out, and Sierra is fine as snatch, honey. Mm-hmm. She came out. And we all on our mats, and we're doing the workout, and we're supposed to work out while she's performing. Everybody dropped that mat, picked up their phone, and started, you know, like, oh my god, Sierra. Sierra stopped her show.
She was like,
and she was like, hold on, this is not what we're here for. I'm here to entertain you, but you're here to get a workout. So I'm a workout with y'all. Girl was belting her them lyrics, doing jump squats and all that stuff. And let me tell you something. If somebody's
she was on key too.
Yes.
That's what we were talking about. Like, she was on key.
Yes. So somebody's singing and they on key and they doing all these jump squats. You ain't got no choice but to do them jump squats.
Right.
Wow.
Yes. So
this is my third year for Propel, and that's why I was like, I was so excited. It's like every year I'm like, yes, Propel is happening again.
Yes.
I went last year. It was Ludacris.
Ooh.
So Ludacris, I didn't know he had that much hits. Like, it's crazy.
I love Ludacris.
It was fun.
Yeah.
I love me some Ludacris.
If it was for next year, who would you want to see on stage? Like, if there was an artist that you would want to see and perform.
Cardi!
Cardi B. Absolutely. Yes, 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 Cardi B.
That would be crazy. And if y'all don't invite me the next time, I'm never speaking to you again.
Okay. Here, let me tell you. So it was really, this is like a new, like, thing.
Right, fitness and music.
Yeah.
It's really great.
And so vendors are here, all of that.
Yeah, so what happened is that they basically are wanting to raise awareness about fitness. And it wasn't just working out. They had panels, they had talks, they had mental yoga, all this stuff. And the cast of Revenge Body, they invited us to come. Right. They gave us VIP experience, which was super amazing.
Yes.
They had vendors. I had vegan food. I know I'm up to snatch, honey, with that Propel.
Hey.
Foam rollers.
Yes, that's great.
It was super, super nice, super amazing. And I just really enjoyed it. And the thing I took away from it is get up and move.
That's great.
Get up and move. So that's what I really want everybody to take away and to just join the fitness community. Because just being around other people like that, that's the picture of everybody. We all did
so
the Body by Simone class.
Simone.
Yeah.
Logan. Daddy Logan, that's what we call him now.
Yeah. Amber and
Daddy
Ashley.
Logan.
Yeah. And so if you guys want to know more about that, I did do a vlog and that'll be up on my YouTube page pretty soon.
Awesome. Yeah. Nice. Well, thank you for sharing.
Yay.
I heard a little rumor that you had some juicy news and gossip for us.
What?
TV news.
Keeping up with the contestants.
Guys. I actually don't need to say much because we talked about Ranella last week.
But Ranella, aren't you being honored?
Now she's here.
Yes. A lot has been happening, so I'm going to be receiving the Outstanding Filipino American Awards in Entertainment this year in December and being awarded.
Yay!
I'm also singing for the Chargers game and Saints on August 18th.
Mm-hmm.
So it's the Chargers. It's my first NFL, and I'm so excited about that.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, so I'm like, gosh, because I just spoke it into existence. It's so funny. I literally was like, a week before I got booked, one night I was like, man, I really want to sing the NFL, but I know it's probably too late right now because they usually book it like in April.
Mm-hmm.
And then like a week later, I got a call. Hey, would you like to sing? I was like, yes.
Oh,
yes.
My gosh.
I was like, that is
awesome.
Amen. So that's why I believe, like, you know, you just, it's gonna happen. You gotta keep working. It may take a while, but it will happen regardless. Even the Staples Center, like, that was like off my checklist before. I was like, I want to sing at the Staples Center one day. But you know, like, that's what people ask me all the time. I was like, how did you do that? I was like, listen, if you really want something, I call Ticketmaster. How do I get in touch with the people?
That's how you started. You call Ticketmaster.
Call Ticketmaster. They put me on to someone else, You need to call this. I'm like, okay, I'll keep calling. And then I called. And then.
So you did all the work yourself.
Yes.
No agent, no manager.
God is my agent. Thank you.
God is my agent. God is her agent.
Wait.
With 3Ds.
You skirted over.
Jesus is her manager.
You skirted over this award.
This
is huge. Okay, so I just got the call from the Philippine press. I did the national anthem for the both Americans and Philippine national anthem at the Philippine press inauguration ball.
Wow.
And the president of the Philippine press nominated me to be awarded as the outstanding Filipino American.
Wow. Wait, you're Filipino?
I know.
What? I thought you were black this whole time.
That is another story in itself. I was like, I still ask my mother, are you sure? But I look just like my dad.
We drop all the news and gossip here, okay?
Let me tell you guys something. First, people in the Philippines are black. That's what we were told, and that's what our history is. And if you guys didn't know, that's the truth.
Well, there we have
it. And that's why I'm like, this is the perfect.
We are aware. We get confused. People confuse us all the time. No, I'm just
Well, thank you so much. Keep us updated on everything that you're doing. We're here for it. And if you know, want to get back into vocal lessons,
I love AfterBuzz, and that's why you guys have always supported me and us and the Revenge Body and the show and everything that we're about.
Before we move forward from you, I want to ask you. So you two are both friends with the contestants that were on the show. And what is your relationship like with Amy? Like, did you get a chance to really know her?
I've actually seen Amy a couple of times, and when I've seen her, she's just like very like put together. I always like admire her. I'm like, Amy, I love your outfit. What is it? Like, I didn't realize she was a VP of marketing.
She didn't either.
Beautiful.
And she's gorgeous. Mm-hmm. And she's very just like, you know, She doesn't like attention. She's right. Yes. She's just quiet. She's just like, okay, but she's very put together.
Mm-hmm. She's and so wholesome. Yes. I really enjoy her a lot. Her,
she looked good.
Amazing. Stunning.
I love your reveal.
I just love how dramatic her reveal was.
Right.
It was like the curtain. It was like, and so I used to hide behind my wit. And now, curtain move, I don't hide behind. I was like, damn, why did I think of that?
I was waiting to hear like the Whitney Houston.
Okay. Right? And she's single. Amy, let's go. Let's
yes, Amy, we're going to get you somebody,
this
Amy.
Summer, yes.
Snatched for the Summer.
Yes. Right, there you go.
That's going to be the title of your next book.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, Snatched for the Summer. Thank you.
There you go.
$19.99 on Amazon.com.
Hey, if you don't jump on that title, I will.
There you go.
Okay.
There you go.
Oh, I love it. Oh,
so I want to talk about our predictions going into the next episode.
And now, your AfterBuzz TV predictions.
Can I make a prediction first?
Yes. Because I can't ever think about it.
Me too.
Eddie, you're going to be so mad at me when we meet. I think that Eddie is going to... I think your situation is going to get complicated, bro. I think your situation is going to get complicated. I don't want that for you. But I really believe that it is. I don't think it's going to be as easy as he thinks it is to cut this guy off.
We're going to talk to him next
week. And he was kind of cute. But so I think I think it's gonna be harder than you think it is. Right?
I love this accent.
I mean, yes, it's true. Yes.
Anyway,
my predictions. my predictions about the show. Honestly, I'm just gonna roll with the Eddie prediction. I know he didn't dunk up this whole show. I mean, yay! I just Eddie probably gonna be mad at me too, not child. I'm the same. I think he slid back into that DMs. I think he was back in the bed with him. I honestly think.
And nobody's blaming you.
No, this is not blaming. Yeah, this ain't blaming.
It's
but
just,
I just
you know we know how it is.
Yeah, it's hard out here for a pimp trying to make money for the rent.
Unless you get into somebody else's, you know what I mean.
Which
hey, you know, hey, never know, because that's what. Remember season one with Will, he got with his reveal was like with his ex boyfriend, and now he got with his ex boyfriend.
Oh what? Yeah, I found that out today.
Will's boyfriend now. They have the same ex-boyfriend.
Oh my gosh!
Right.
Wait, say that last part again.
Will's boyfriend now. They have the same ex-boyfriend because he cheated on. Hit Will with the guy he's with now. So she Will. What Will did was like, oh, okay, this is my revenge. Let me get your boyfriend. Now they're together.
My revenge trumps your revenge.
Right? Oh, no. Right. And they're still together happily ever after.
Did
I said, I'm seeing
her
wedding.
Did they know that you were going to tell us this?
No, he talks about this all the time. And that's what you know,
okay.
It's okay. Hey, Will.
Is Will who I met?
Season one.
Okay,
with
so
Gunner.
Will's very open.
Yes,
okay.
He's very open. All right. Yes.
I just don't want anyone's tires.
No. He's not outside. He tells that. That's his story.
My tires are right.
I think that is part of his story. So yeah.
Oh,
Kenny
okay.
is his. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So Will, we have to get you on the show. So yes. We can
now you in, Will. Now we got to have you, baby.
It's the least we could do.
It's the least.
That's a good revenge, though. I'm like, shoot. Too bad I don't. Yeah.
It is the least we could do.
I mean, put your bins on them for us. At least come explain. At least
right,
come
we'll
explain.
Let you got some explaining to do. So, yeah.
That is great. Oh.
Right.
I'm rolling with you guys. I have to roll with that. It's just not. You can't be friends.
I don't think so.
With someone that has that kind of hold on you that is unhealthy that we don't see when we're in it.
Yeah.
And when we're in those things, you know, we don't see it.
Maybe eventually.
At the end of the show, though, it said that he has not talked to him. But here's what I know. They asked you for that stuff. It's like 3 months after, so it's been another 3 months.
Oh,
so I'm like,
oh,
you see what I'm saying? I'm like, and then when the show started creeping up, I'm about to put a little tea on my own. My daddy started acting like he's sick. I was like, nah, you was doing fine before the show came out.
That's
you
know? Funny, because I'm right outside your house.
Right, you know. And I say that to say, like, as the show creeps up, people who went through the process,
right.
old feelings and stuff start to come up. Stuff, you know, guilt, all right. that type of stuff starts to come up. So I'm with y'all.
Do we think he continued to gain weight? Because that's a hard amount of food to continue to eat when your body and you, oh, your mind, like, spirit. Is,
but it right. only takes like what 90 days to form a new habit or something right. like that.
Is it 90? Right.
60? It's 3
too long. 90 days for me. I'm gonna tell you that.
I'm like, I didn't gain 30 pounds in like a month, probably.
But working out is addictive, and you really right. do yes. feel it good. It releases, yeah. it releases endorphins into your body. Mm-hmm. So I think that he probably stuck with it.
Okay. Yeah.
I would like to think so.
I wonder, did he stop with me? Because here's the thing. If he kept going the way he was going, mm-hmm. I mean, he kept gaining weight. Mm-hmm. Right? Mm-hmm. So I wonder, did he stop where he was at and maintain it? Or right. did he... Yeah. But we'll see him next week.
See, yeah. Right. Yeah, we sure will. Yeah. I know you
come
guys.
On the show, Eddie. It's no judgment. This right. is
no
judgment.
Yes. But you do got some explaining to do.
Yeah. And you can talk to me. Don't go back to toxic. You talk to me. We got this.
All right, guys. This has been such a fun episode.
Yes,
I hope you guys enjoyed it as much as we did. I'm gonna go ahead and close this out. I'm Tiffany Tony. You can find me on all social media at Tiffany_Tony_TV.
And I am D-Ran Anderson. You can find me on all social media under D-Ran Anderson, as well as dranderson.com. And buy my book, Colorful Confessions, From Headache and Heartbreak to Healing and Happiness. It's a self-help book, y'all.
And I'm Ranella Rocks on Instagram, RanellaRocks, coming to a stadium near you all over the world.
I'm Raven French. That's Raven with an I, RaivenN French on all social media.
Yay! Until next time, we love you, After Buzzers.
Yes. Bye!
Our founder, Kevin Undergaro, and me, Maria Menounos, would like to thank you for tuning in to AfterBuzz TV. Remember, we're not just the first, we're the biggest in the world, and we're the only destination for all your favorite TV shows. Whatever you crave, we've got it. So go to AfterBuzzTV.com and check out our lineup. Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.